John Temple Graves announces Hearst plan to back Slayton for Senate or Vice President. The Atlanta Constitution, Tuesday, 13th July, 1915, page 6, column 4, from the Pittsburgh Patentant Leader. That the action of former Governor John M. Slayton of Georgia in commuting the death sentence of Leo M. Frank, convicted of the murder of Mary Fagan, the 15-year-old Atlanta, Georgia, girl, which resulted in bitter condemnation of the former governor by many Georgia citizens, will redound for his betterment and ultimately will result in 3 or 4 months in a boom of countrywide proportions for Slayton as Democratic candidate for the vice presidency of the United States, was the statement made today by Colonel John Temple Graves of Georgia and New York, chief editorial writer of the Hearst Publications. Colonel Graves arrived in the city to participate in the dedication exercises of the new Pittsburgh Press Club late this afternoon. Colonel Graves discussed at some length the Frank murder case and asserted that, in his opinion, former Governor Slayton was not condemned by the better-thinking people of Georgia. There isn't a hamlet in the United States, but where the Frank case has been discussed, together with the action of the former Governor Slayton in commuting his sentence in defiance of mob hostility, said Colonel Graves. 9/10 of the people outside of Georgia regard Slayton as a martyr to his convictions of duty. The people love a martyr, and he will have enormous support all over the country. I predict that within the next 3 or 4 months, there will be a countrywide boom for Governor Slayton as running mate of President Wilson next year. Governor Slayton and William R. Hearst have been closely attached for some years, and Mr. Hearst's publications have supported him in his politics during the past, remarked Colonel Graves. It is likely that the Hearst publications would view with favor the candidacy of Governor Slayton for the vice presidency. Colonel Graves said that Governor Slayton had intended being a candidate for the United States Senate for the place now filled by former Congressman Hardwick, who is filling out the term of the late Senator Bacon. With the change in sentiment that comes with the loving of a martyr by the people, declared Colonel Graves, Governor Slayton, in my opinion, could be elected to the United States senatorship in Georgia. But the vice president boom will come ahead of that and will sweep over the entire United States.